Security yeah. is tight really throughout the world as the New Year celebrations are underway. And now in Russia, authorities there have decided to close Moscow's Red Square, which is a very popular place to mark the New Year. This seems to be very unusual. I don't recall that ever happening before.
No, it is very unusual. And of course, there has been several intelligence strands that have indicated that there is a real threat. There is a real threat to multiple countries. I think the last time I remember it was this way was in September of 2010, when there were multiple plots being reported, but nothing on this scale. It comes, of course, on the tail of the Paris attacks, the attack in Copenhagen, and also multiple plots that have been unearthed by the intelligence services. So that everyone is very much on, very nervous about what is going to happen tonight, that they have caught everything. And, of course, they're canceling. They're taking no risks. And in some countries, they're canceling the public fireworks display.
Yeah, certainly they're doing that in Brussels and also in Paris. Several people have been arrested in Brussels in connection or suspicion with the November attack in Paris. But does this indicate any sort of general plot, or could these be just separate groups, or could just be people inspired by some of the recent attacks?
I think what you're seeing in Belgium is these are possibly inspired plots. You know, of course, the security services are trying to sort of locate people who may have come back from Syria. We know, of course, in the Paris attacks, at least six had been to Syria with IS. But if you look at the previous plans over the last 2 years, most of the terror planning or plotting have been by those being inspired by IS, thinking that they are part of this and taking their own action, not necessarily connected. So I think we are facing a difficult day today. Hopefully, I mean, the slightest thing may of course create a huge media storm, and of course it's very difficult for the authorities, given so many people out celebrating tonight, to be able to discern, you know, what is really happening once the fireworks display goes off. I think that, you know, the authorities would not take this action on any loose grounds. There are specific information in a number of different countries that seems to indicate this, but hopefully they have rolled up most of the networks or have located individuals who may be interested and done some preemptive arrests.
There's also been a lot of concern in Europe about, the movement of people, the sort of what had been, free movement of people. And in a way, this has been able to help potential terrorists. Are officials there cracking down more on people being able to, be transported from various countries?
Well, I mean, first of all, you also have the refugee issue. We should also sort of recognize the fact that there were two people who actually slipped in to Europe back from Syria into Europe by pretending to be, refugees. So I think that issue is of course at play. There are a lot of people on the move in general, but also more specifically, people who have been established here, who are born and living and who may be inspired by IS. There has been a tendency for some of the networks to operate in one country and strike in another, particularly Belgium and France, you have that beltway, but also in Scandinavia, you have the same tendency that you may plot an attack in a different country. So it's difficult for the authorities to have everything under control, and particularly also since they have to hand over to other security agencies when these individuals are traveling or going from country to country. And of course, these networks are also using encrypted communications on social media, readily available encrypted apps to communicate, which also makes it difficult for the authorities to be able to follow this in real time. So it is a security nightmare for the authorities. For the most part, I think they have relatively good control over the established networks. We saw in Paris, for example, that there were individuals who had been already on the radar screen, the mastermind, of course, Abdu, and the different strands to this had been rolled up. So, but the difficulty is when you have individuals either by themselves or you know, acting in very small groups, self-contained, that, you know, the authorities have to really be sure that they have made the right decision. And that's very difficult given the volume of people who have been down to Syria or even people who are inspired and wanting to do attacks in general.